At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Listen, guys, we can debate the theme song, but I'm told there's so much news, we gotta just get right to it.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Both Aaron and Erica have expressed that the news is breaking.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, there's just so much.
Get
today.
After it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sure Aaron had this on her list as well. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if we should be excited or scared, but Pete Davidson is going to be a father.
Yep. What?
He and his girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, they've been together a while now.
Yeah, I think so.
They are pregnant. And she announced it by posting an Instagram of them and saying, "Welp, now everyone knows we had sex."
Mm, I was going to say, I didn't know he was doing that.
She's
good for him.
Very.
I hate him so much.
She's very cute. And I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a good dad.
He seems more mentally stable.
Yeah.
Erica?
What?
I know Aaron's answer, so I'm singling you out.
Oh.
You cannot tell me that Pete Davidson is not on Saturday Night Live. He's just a dude walking down Wadsworth, and you're walking down Wadsworth with your dog, and he's like, "Hey," and your fiance died in a tragic, tragic car accident.
Hey, you know I don't like negative manifesting things like that.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
He was literally in a car accident earlier this week.
You're out there. You're looking for love.
Right.
A man who looks like Pete Davidson is going to get you to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's tall.
Yeah. You are such a
He's tall. He's pretty tan. He's charismatic. You know, the minute he opens his mouth, he makes you laugh.
You can tell just by looking.
Yeah. True. Because he looks a little funny.
I mean, Kate Beckinsale. What?
I know.
Ariana Grande.
He's on a generational run.
But that's the thing.
What a run!
You can see them and say, they don't have to be funny. They don't have to try. They get everything with their looks. Pete Davidson, you know, he's funny.
I'm just saying, yeah. You wouldn't give, if there's a doppelganger of him, I swear to God, you wouldn't even talk to him. And it drives me nuts. Because you guys
is
like,
he as tall as Pete?
How tall is Pete? What, that really matters?
He is really tall.
Yeah, I think he's like, I don't know. He's tall.
6-something.
He's 6'3".
Yeah.
It matters.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear it, the muscles that fire in the human body during an eye roll, but Tiak just made a real loud sound.
Oh, I missed
it. Was
it.
Like, his eyes were just like, when you're like, oh my God, but he's tall. And you're like, ugh.
But I'm just saying, like, height is the prerequisite to talk to him. And then you talk to him and then you're like, wow, this guy
I'll die on this hill.
The rehab, maybe less attractive.
No,
but we'll go out together.
Just a regular
notebook
dude.
I've never said height matters, for the record. So.
Yeah.
That's all me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
10 points from Gryffindor because Emma Watson has been banned from driving for 6 months for speeding.
For speeding? How fast was she
going?
This
is a news or nope story.
Yeah.
That was also on my list to hit, so.
By the way, she's
tall. I don't know.
She's so hot.
She's stunning.
She's beautiful. Cute. I don't know that I'd be like, she's hot.
She was cute as a kid. She's beautiful now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of the same career or looks arc as
good evening.
Natalie Portman. You don't get to do another story.
Well, there's so much news.
You can come. We'll go. So that was your story.
Yeah.
She got busted for speeding.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nope.
You noped yourself?
Oh, buddy.
They seem like they've got a lot to say.
Oh, that is such a, like, gift of the magi or something.
I got nothing.
Okay.
So.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Multiple people from Shrinking were nominated for Emmys, and Harrison Ford was sending that. Have you watched Shrinking?
Is that on Apple?
Yes, it's on Apple TV Plus.
It's one of my favorite shows. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
But can I just say, nobody cares about the award shows anymore. They don't.
Eat your words.
They don't. Yeah. They don't. Oh my God. Wait, you're 0 for 2. You're Pete Davidson, and now your award show.
You're 0 for life.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. All right, go ahead.
What about Harrison Ford? I want to know.
Harrison Ford just sent them really, really cute texts, like to, I don't know who this, oh, to Gabby. Gabby on the show.
Which one's Gabby?
She's the black woman who's funny and so beautiful.
And she's super tall, I think.
And super tall. He sent her, congrats on your nomination, you silly girl, XXOO. Come on.
Harrison Ford.
He's so good in that show.
Yeah. Yes.
So nice of his assistant to do that for him.
You know, I will end you.
You know that's true too.
No,
you
know
that's he's 83. True.
Yeah, he's not doing that. He's not doing that.
Yeah, in one of them, there's like a weird. He's like, dude, and then like a slash, and then a U2, and then space. Like it's so.
Did he get nominated at all?
I believe he did also because they're all. It sounds like he's writing back to them, going, "Hey, congrats,
Erica." So, are you saying when you text Slacker, you still think it's him responding to you?
Only because of all the typos. Okay.
Well, you got a lot to learn.
You're doing a great job, Tiek.
The trailer for Stranger Things Season 5 has come out today, and I swear I will cry if Steve dies.
Same.
Which one's Steve?
The hot one.
The tall one.
Is he the one who's in Ghostbusters?
I don't know.
I haven't.
He's
seen
not
anyone.
One of the little kids. If yeah. The new round of
he was Babysitter Steve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve.
Harrington? Who was only supposed to be in the show for a tiny little bit.
I think
and
so.
And then his character just blew up.
Mm-hmm.
He captured our hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got perfect hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like Elvis hair.
He. And when I'm back in Chicago, yeah. I feel it.
He's Joe. Spelled yeah. DJO. But it's okay. Joe.
Good evening. The Fire Festival brand.
Nope.
Are you kidding? That was a good
story.
No,
I think I've already used my nope. Go ahead.
The Fire Festival brand has been sold to a new owner. Yeah. It was for sale on eBay. They were hoping to get $1 million for it.
The Fire Festival that was two swings and misses.
Yes.
So just the brand.
Yeah.
You don't get anything.
No.
You just get
Is
to
it,
say
by
fire.
Brand, do you mean just like the rights to the name or something?
Yes.
And the social media accounts, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were hoping to get $1 million for it.
Let's talk about it.
They came in at just under $250,000. No, nobody really wanted it.
Yeah, no.
But it's
so even the sale of the stupid name.
It did sell $240,000. I mean, it's nothing to shake your head at.
Someone could make something out of that.
Yeah, so Firefest 3, perhaps, on the way.
Okay.
We'll see.
Not buying tickets.
A lot of tall guys there.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.